The table of showbread, or the table of the presence, held 12 loaves of bread set apart to be eaten only by the Levite priests. On top of the loaves were bowls of frankincense to burn on the altar of incense. So what was the recipe for the holy bread? It has been lost or kept secret, unfortunately. Eli Seidel, a Jewish baker who lives in Israel, whom I've spoken with, was entranced by the holy bread and set out on a journey to find out exactly how it was made. He said they had to be prepared and baked quickly because they were unleavened like matzah. Each loaf, he said, weighed 3 to 4 kilograms, or 6.614 to 8.818 pounds, according to some opinions, and as much as 7 kilos, 15.45 pounds, according to others. Now that's a heavy loaf. According to tradition, the Garmu family managed the baking process, ensuring that the bread was prepared properly. The work of baking, preparing, and removing the showbread from the ovens required great skill, and the Garmu clan kept their trade secret within the family. Spiritual insight. When tempted in the wilderness by Satan to turn stones into bread, Jesus answered in the words of Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. It says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Again, in John 6, verse 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." Jesus has given us himself as our daily bread to know him and the Father so that we can find joy and peace in him. Hebrew name, Shulchan HaPanim. Dimensions, 1 royal Egyptian cubit wide, or 20.62 inches, 2 royal Egyptian cubits long, or 41.24 inches, 1.5 royal Egyptian cubits tall, or 31.93 inches.